A number of political analysts are looking at what to expect when Republicans assume committee chairmanships. One of them is Brett D. Schaefer, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom in Washington, D.C. He foresees cuts in discretionary spending, programs where spending is not mandatory but determined each year by Congress. Schaefer says many of the expected cuts will come in the budgets of programs and groups, including the United Nations and U.S. State Department, that do not have strong domestic constituencies to defend them.
There has been talk about reducing spending back to 2008 levels, so that would imply an immediate reduction across the board. But I would also expect a more conservative House to scrutinize funding for foreign aid and international programs in general, as they have been more skeptical and critical of those types of programs than Democrats traditionally have been.
Some possible cuts could be made by the State and Foreign Operations Appropriations Subcommittee in the House, which determines funding for the State Department, USAID, and programs involving foreign aid and humanitarian assistance. In line to assume the chairmanship of the subcommittee is Congresswoman Kay Granger of Texas. The Washington Times newspaper says she is a strong supporter of a balanced budget amendment and a critic of development aid going to countries she says have not done enough to control corruption. Another Republican leader seen as likely to suggest spending cuts is incoming House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who has linked foreign aid to a country's support for U.S. foreign policy objectives. He recently proposed reducing foreign assistance except for aid to Israel. That drew comment from Global Health Policy Center Director J. Stephen Morrison, who is also a senior vice president of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
He made a motion just before the elections calling for separating out the foreign aid contribution to Israel from the rest of the foreign aid budget. That would have that was very controversial. I don't know that that really has much support among Republicans. I think that was a trial balloon. It certainly could continue to be an active issue, but that was a pretty radical measure, and it shows that there's at least some deliberation around how foreign assistance might be rethought and restructured in this period.
Traditionally, U.S. conservatives have not favored large reductions in defense spending, though pressure by Tea Party activists representing popular support for cutting the national budget could lead the Congress to reconsider the issue. The director of foreign policy studies at the Washington-based Cato Institute, Christopher Preble, explains the position of those who say no aspect of the budget should be spared.
The conservatives believe that because defense is a core function of government, that they are less inclined to focus there than they are on other domestic spending, which they see as beyond that core function of government. By the same token, I think many genuine fiscal conservatives understand that when you have a department that has grown as quickly and as steadily as the Department of Defense over the last 12 or 15 years, there is clearly some waste in there and some opportunities for cost savings without a fundamental change to the strategy. And I think there are even some who would take that one step further, certainly not wanting to burden the troops with additional obligations and fewer resources, but willing to revisit some of those global commitments that we made many, many years ago and have sustained in many respects mainly by inertia, and perhaps a willingness to revisit some of those commitments.
The new Republican majority is also likely to exercise oversight responsibilities, allowing them to challenge Obama administration policies. Congresswoman Ileana Ros-Lehtinen is the incoming chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She is a strong supporter of President Obama's surge policy in Afghanistan and a strong enforcement of sanctions against Iran. She is also a strong supporter of human rights in China and Russia and is critical of the administration's efforts to relax parts of the U.S. embargo against Cuba. The Congresswoman also disagrees with the administration's decision to rejoin the U.N. Human Rights Council and has backed legislation to reduce financial support to the international body. National Committee on American Foreign Policy Senior Vice President J. Peter Pham says one of the issues he is following is development assistance. Pham notes that California Congressman Ed Royce is in line to become chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade. Royce is a former chair of the House Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health. FOM says Royce is likely to use the committee to assess the behavior of countries receiving funding from the Millennium Challenge Corporation, which provides development assistance to countries with good records of economic and political governance. According to FOM, some say the corporation has veered away from its own strict standards, and some member countries undermine U.S. foreign policy.
There we have on the record both Mr. Royce and Ms. Granger expressing formally in hearings as well as in correspondence with the administration their reservations about the $540 million compact that was signed with Senegal at a time when the Senegalese president was building a $25 to $75 million bronze statue with the North Koreans and appointing his son to head up a ministry that included international cooperation, transportation, aviation, regional planning, and as of last month, energy. One of the disturbing things that I've written about has been Senegal's slow but sure creeping alliance with Iran. That's certainly going to be something that, between that and the corruption of its government, that's something that Mr. Royce undoubtedly is going to look into much more closely.
FOM says, with the exception of some highly contentious issues like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, U.S. foreign policy is, as he puts it, heavily bipartisan, a trend he expects to continue in the new Congress. In his view, the only difference now, with Republican control of the House, will be an increase in oversight. Without that, he says, approval of programs and expenditures becomes routine, and questionable projects could be approved. Conservatives say that is the opposite of the message sent by an electorate concerned with government belt-tightening. I'm William Eagle in Washington.